listener production.
Hello, Alastair Kirkby with your news briefing. A 38-year-old man has been charged over a dramatic chase through Perth suburbs earlier today. The pursuit began just after 10 this morning, with police air wing being deployed before ending in Fremantle. The alleged offender climbed onto the roof of the naval store with a negotiator and a fire truck crane brought in to assist. He'll appear in court tomorrow. Prison guards at Acacia Prison plan to start striking from next week. Union members voting to not turn up for work for 2 days at a time starting from next Friday and Saturday. It comes as the union representing guards is still in dispute with private prison operator Serco over pay. Around 200,000 West Aussies are expected to head to Kings Park next year for a world-class light show. Tickets for the Lightscape Extravaganza in June went on sale this morning. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says Kings Park is the perfect spot.
It involves a breathtaking display of 1.8 kilometres of glowing lights, glowing light tunnels, an array of colour.
There's been a big jump in the number of West Aussies seeking help and support from Lifeline. The service, taking around 300 calls a day in November, a 66% jump on the same time in 2021. Lifeline WA COO Natalie Martinovich says providing support requires support.
And it costs up to $4,000 to train a volunteer. So we're really hoping that the WA community will support us by making a donation to our Lights for Lifeline WA Christmas appeal.
To sport, the Fremantle Dockers have re-signed defender Luke Ryan until 2027. Ryan says he owes a lot to the club.
I want to win a flag, I want to be here, so I wouldn't have gone anywhere else.
At half-time, the Wildcats were up in their clash against the Adelaide 36ers, the Cats 49 to Adelaide's 46. And in the pink ball test match at Adelaide Oval, the Aussies declared for 511 after both Travis Head and Marnus Labuschagne notched up centuries. A short time ago, the West Indies were 1 for 35.